Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Standing by here on the DA Show. He's going to pilot the number 4 Hunt Brothers Pizza, Ford Mustang, and Sunday's Toyota Owners 400 at the Richmond Raceway at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. He is right now currently 8th in the point standings in the Cup Series. Joining us here on the DA Show is Kevin Harvick. Kevin, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. You have been incredibly consistent over the course of your career. I mean, since 2015, you've never finished worse than ninth. You're always a top 10 guy, once again in the top 10 this year. Let's start off with how you felt the season began and where you are right now. Are you starting to get into more of a flow, more of a rhythm with you and your team?
Yeah, it's been, it's definitely been a good several years for sure. I think right now for us as a team, the speed of our cars is a little bit off of where we need it to be. So we've been scrambling, trying to just get, solid finishes with the position that we're in right now. We got to get our cars back to the speed that we need to lead laps and score some more stage points. But our team's done a really good job of dealing with the circumstances that we're in and trying to get those solid finishes that we've had. To start the year has been a lot of work for everybody, and they've done a really good job of making the most out of where we are right now.
Yeah, a number of writers have pointed out how your speed numbers have been down. Does that create a different type of driving for you? Is it a different approach that you have to take if that's the case with the car?
Yeah, well, the one weekend that I kicked myself in the butt for is Las Vegas, because we should have finished eighth or ninth there, and I wound up, knocking both front fenders off. And in the scenario, from the speed standpoint that we're in, you have to get those. You have to get every single point that you can get, on every single weekend, just to make sure that you don't put yourself in a hole that you can't get out of. So, I know that the guys will, figure it all out, and we've been in this position before, and it's definitely a very different mindset to have to put yourself in position to do that. But our season is so long, you really have to focus on making sure that you're in the right spot when you get to the end of race 26. We've been on both sides of this fence. We've been slow starters. We've been fast starters. We've run good all season. We've experienced it all. So, we definitely have to, continue to be in this particular mindset until we 100% get it fixed. And like I said, I think everybody's doing a great job of just making sure that we're doing that right now. And getting the most out of each weekend is very important right now.
Kevin Harvick joins us this morning here on the show. And I think that's a really interesting point that you bring up, the duration of a season. It is a long season. It goes through the spring, the summer, into the fall. And today there's more scrutiny and attention and criticism that comes along with everything that happens in sports. How do you keep an even keel knowing that there's such a long way to go when every weekend is kind of picked apart, scrutinized, and criticized from the outside?
Yeah, well, the outside world doesn't really affect me because I don't really pay attention to most of it. So, for me, that's always been the best way to go about it. And that's no offense to you and your job. You have a job to do, and everybody else on from the outside of our team has a job to do, but that doesn't mean that I have to pay attention to it or put any stock into what is said or what is not said, because I have no idea. And honestly, I don't really have time to worry about that stuff, because it really doesn't make a difference in the communication that I have with my team, because that's the most important thing right now, to make sure that you pick out those details of every single weekend, to make sure that, you know, you're part of the process of putting the right pieces back in place to the hole that you have in the performance. So, you know, that's really important. I think a lot of people have a tough time doing that. I have no problem doing that. It makes some people mad with the way that that we go about those types of things. But it's the best thing for the team to be as low key as possible in these types of situations, so that we can keep our heads down and work on fixing the problem. And that's the most important thing.
Okay, so we will note that. Kevin Harvick, not a loyal DA show listener, nor CBS Sports Radio loyal listener. Got it. Just kidding, Kevin.
For sure.
Kevin Harvick joining us this morning on the show. You know, there's a lot of drivers that use social media to reach out to fans, and so they hear the good and the bad. And this happens with all of us in the media or in the sports world or public places. Do you find that to be a distraction if other drivers are kind of engaging in that, but then also getting a lot of the criticism that comes with it?
Yeah. So social media for me is, you know, I've kind of gone both ways with it. I've used it for everything. I've used it for nothing. I've used it for, you know, I've done social media pretty much since it started. So, you know, the kind of the, where I've landed on all of that is to, I'll get in those moods where, you know, I'll get on there and banter around, but social media, I try to use to my benefit and my benefit only. And, you know, because there's so much that you can get yourself buried into on social media, that you just have to be so very careful and getting yourself wound up, because it's hard to take back those words that you type once you push send.
Yep.
So it's, you know, you have to be, and we preach this to a lot of our young drivers, you know, that whether you have, you know, 5 followers or 100,000 followers isn't going to matter if you do or say something on here that shouldn't be on social media. So, you know, I love the fact that social media, and it's a very useful platform, but in our world, I just can't stand the fact that complaining on, especially on Twitter, getting on there and just complaining about something I'd rather talk to you and complain about it than type it, because I just feel like it has more merit when it comes out of your, you know, when the words come out of your mouth, it's much more impactful than typing it on the keyboard. But social media is, you know, it's a part of our world, and you have to participate in it. You just have to be very, very careful in how you utilize it.
Yeah, that's smart. I think that's a good way to approach it. As we were talking about before, your consistency has been amazing over the last 6-7 seasons, consistently in the top 10. What would you attribute that ability to being so consistent in being? Is that attitude that you're talking about, not getting too high, too low? Is it mostly about the crew and the car that you're driving? What can you really point to?
Well, I think that goes back a number of years, just in how I was taught to race. And you know, when I started racing, whether it was go-karts or late models, it was, you know, if I wanted to go to the racetrack next week, you had to survive with something that was raceable. I mean, I learned that really fast. My first year of late models, I think I only got to run 7 races because I wrecked the car every time we went out on the racetrack, and it took us a month to fix it because we couldn't afford to go out and just buy the parts and put it all back together. So, you know, it's also something that was just ingrained in my head, not only from the time that I started racing from my father, but the whole time that I was at RCR. And you know, when you have a 15th place car and you can finish 10th with it, that's a victory. But don't try to force it, you know, trying to make a 15th place car a first place car, because then you try to wreck it. And, you know, being able to, you know, have that reality in your head and know that you know, sometimes finishing 15th is way better than finishing 30th and you know, having the car wadded up. And so that was finishing races is very important, knowing the capability of your car You know, and I think in today's world, there's not a lot of them that realize that. So, you know, when you can realize that and you can have a 15th place car and finish ninth with it, which happens a lot because so many of them just, you know, make so many mistakes that you can really capitalize on weekends where, you know, you're not where you need to be from a performance standpoint.
Before I let you go, I know you're an avid Flyers fan. Been a tough season watching the Philadelphia Flyers this season. How it's been?
Yeah, well, you know, for me, I've always, you know, look, I got introduced to the Flyers because of Jeff Carter. And so Jeff and I became, you know, really good friends. And you know, so I've kind of followed him around. I knew nothing about hockey, you know, until we did a little media deal together back in 2000 and, gosh, I don't even remember, 7, 8, 9, somewhere right around there with Jeff. And so I've kind of followed Jeff around obviously, Jeff is now going from the LA Kings to the Pittsburgh, So it's fun to especially when you get to playoff hockey time. So you know, I've my TV time has been limited. I have two kids that are homeschooled, yeah. And you know, we spend a lot of time at home. And right now when I go inside to watch TV, if my little girl comes in, it's usually Jurassic Park or some sort of dinosaur show that gets turned on the TV. So, and by the time it's time to go to bed and watch TV, then you're so freaking tired that you can't hardly hold your eyes open from following them around all day. So, it's my intake of sports has been a lot less than it used to be, but all in a good way with my kids.
Forget sports radio or sports television. You are locked into dinosaur cartoons and movies with your daughter. Harvick is watching. Kevin Harvick's going to pilot the number 4 Hunt Brothers Pizza, Ford Mustang, and Sunday's Toyota Owners 400 of the Richmond Raceway at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch that, obviously, and listen to it as well across the country. Very cool to have Kevin Harvick joining us on the show. Race begins live coverage provided by Fox and SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Kevin, really cool to catch up, man. Thanks so much. Good luck coming up this weekend and the rest of the season as well.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks for having me.
You too. Kevin Harvick, our guest this morning on the show. Excellent stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.